Chapter 52. Any possibility of such supremacy for her? If there had been but one India and one language, but there were 80 of them. Where there are 80 nations and several hundred governments, fighting and quarreling must be the common business of life. Unity of purpose and policy are impossible. Out of such elements, supremacy in the world cannot come. Even caste itself could have had the defeating effect of a multiplicity of tongues, no doubt, for it separates a people into layers, and layers, and still other layers, that have no community of feeling with each other, and in such a condition of things as that, patriotism can have no healthy growth. It was the division of the country into so many states and nations that made Thuggee possible and prosperous. It is difficult to realize the situation, but perhaps one may approximate it by imagining the states of our Union peopled by separate nations, speaking separate languages, with guards and custom houses strung along all frontiers, plenty of interruptions for travelers and traders, interpreters able to handle all the languages very rare non-existent, and a few wars always going on here and there, and yonder as a further embarrassment to commerce and excursioning. It would make intercommunication in a measure ungeneral. India had 80 languages, and more custom houses than cats. No clever man with the instinct of a highway robber could fail to notice what a chance for business was here offered. India was full of clever men with the highwayman instinct, and so, quite naturally, the Brotherhood of the Thugs came into being to meet the long-felt want. How long ago that was nobody knows, centuries, it is supposed. One of the chiefest wonders connected with it was the success with which it kept its secret. The English trader did business in India 200 years and more before he ever heard of it, and yet it was assassinating its thousands all around him every year, the whole time. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.